Isosceles Triangle. Fodged.
You do not got me. And Dead Pony with Rainbows. Wait, what? So what was it? A goblet?
So technically, right.
Technically is all I care about.
Yeah.
I'm not into pseudoscience and fringe sciences.
Right. Lissette found a picture, a diagram. Mm-hmm. What, I mean, technically...
Goblet, it's a hybrid?
Hybrid goblet mixed with a chalice?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a hybrid. It's not a tulip. It's not a tulip.
No.
It's not a tulip.
It's a hybrid. It might be something. Now, it may be an official Löwenbräu... Like, they were like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
We're going to hybrid some glasses into what we think is a perfect beer glass. And this is what they came up with.
Yeah, that's totally what happened.
And, I mean, I got to say, the beer tastes delicious out of it.
Well, you know, it's probably better in a can, just to be honest. You know?
Is that true, though?
I mean, I like cans, but it does taste like aluminum foil. I mean, it tastes like aluminum.
That's my only problem with drinking out of a can.
Yeah,
because I do like it's ice ass cold.
Sure,
you get your nice beer koozie on there, and you're going to keep it that way for a while. If you got any sense to you, if you're rolling around on a hot summer's day with palm and a can, you're freaking heathen. I don't even know what your problem is.
Yeah,
you need to get yourself a beer koozie and keep your beverage cold.
You might have an amphetamine problem.
You're a maniac if you're fucking just sitting there drinking cream of corn for the last 6 ounces because you didn't have the brain power to bring a freaking koozie.
I mean, the koozie is a concept that kind of saved my, like, genetic makeup. It saved my children. My kids won't be that dumb. My kids are going to be dumb, but they're not going to be that dumb.
Because you have ice cold beer.
My wife... And now I have the cozy knowledge.
Yeah.
It's fixed my genetic.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know yeah. I mean? Now it's my power. Yeah.
So,
you like, needed it in there.
It could be in DNA.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why he's trying to do English. It's not working. I did the Australian guy.
It's not easy.
Clever girl. I can't see. What is that?
Not easy. It was almost there.
It was almost there. Yeah. I'm all fucking nervous.
No, don't. Don't.
Well, I tried.
You know why you shouldn't be?
Because I'm on meth? No.
No. Okay. Michael, 4 days. 4 days, dude. He's played him a million times. Always coming through with a kick-ass track. He's one of the OGs of the show, too.
Trying that whole EP thing.
Yeah, Michael, 4 days.
Yeah.
Forever. Another great track. The Stones Never Move. And then new to the show, Attic Theory with Violent Delight.
Violent Delight.
Father of the man, for the course of the river,
senses. Lick your wounds on the defensive. Stand accused, rabid and reckless. Right on cue, quit acting demented. Defenseless, what lies beneath? Tortured and tormented, gritted teeth, the illusion's deceptive.
Attic Theory, Violent Delight, Michael Fordyce, The Stones, Never Move. We're up to Meister Matt's Metal Moment, but this is a good time to do a shot.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Cheers. Oh, cheers, y'all. So. Is that glass? Is that a glass bottle of?
No, it's plastic.
Yellow.
I only drink out of little plastic airplane. I drink out of plastic airplane bottles. I am. If you could see me, Dara would be so proud of me.
Oh my God. It's so smoky.
Oh boy.
That's really good though.
That's not bad.
Here's the thing with that.
Not bad.
I like it.
No, after it, you blow it, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. The aftertaste is kind of weird. It's a bit.
See, that's the thing. That's, have you had mezcal?
No.
It's really smoky. It's super smoky.
Is that what I'm tasting?
Yeah, smoky. For sure. It's supposed to be kind of.
They smoky. All do.
Yeah, they all do.
Interesting.
Because tequila, very different. Extremely different. Very different way of.
Oh yeah, I love vibing. It.
Yeah, but like people, a lot
it's
of
like
people
a specific agave plant.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That makes this right. The mezcals.
Yeah, mezcal. Yeah.
Oh.
It's very different. Yeah,
we're learning about them.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, yeah, you traditionally take a shot of this stuff, and it's, yeah.
I'm drinking a Russian pineapple vodka.
Yeah.
Here, let me cap it for you.
Oh, is that the Stoli?
Yeah.
It's Stoli.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was
going to love Stoli.
It's too small on there. I can't read it.
The only thing the Polish would drink in New York. Was the still
it's got pineapples in
see,
it.
See, that's the cool. I mean, it does look like deer piss, but it smells good.
I
think it smells good.
It really has a nice pineapple vibe to it. It's definitely it's got more pineapple flavor than your usual flavored vodkas.
Sure. Mm.
But it's got less pineapple than, let's say, a Schnapps.
Right.
So it's like everything. This is the hybrid show. Everything's hybrids.
Yeah, it's true.
Hybrids, glassware.
Glassware, microphones.
Liquor.
Liquor.
Metal moments.
Metal moments. Oh, hybrid metal. Hybrid moments.
Concrete age. Rada. Radada. Nope.
No,
Rada,
I think you got
it's
it.
Rada Rada. I threw an extra da in there.
Da,
because
da,
it's
da. Yeah, sorry.
I like da's. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, it feels good.
Rada Rada. That's pretty cool. Concrete Age, Meister Matt's Metal Moment for episode 424. concrete age. Rada. Moisture Mats Metal Moment from previous shows. Blood Pick Me Confusion. And the Maxines. We got to see the Maxines play. They go bonkers up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, it's full on. Full on rock and roll show. We got to check them out. Maxines, The Watcher, right now. Outlaws of Rock, 424. the Maxine's, the Watcher, Blood Pick Me, Confusion. You got any gigs coming up?
No, finally, no, none. We're recording.
Right.
Nice.
So that takes like $1,000. I don't know. No, it's hopefully it doesn't take $1,000. But
why would it take $1,000? You guys don't have the, you know how to, you're a board operator.
Yeah, you think. I don't know. There's always
you got to go?
You need like a master or something.
Oh.
Why don't you guys record and then just have someone mix and master after?
Like an AI do it? Maybe we should just.
Oh.
You know what?
But the question is how much.
Like a whole album.
Are those programs?
Oh, a whole album.
Yeah. It takes, I don't know. It takes a little bit. You need like $200-$300 a track. But like that's like four. I don't know. You need to make like EPs these days, you know?
A lot of the bands that we play have EPs.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And it's all live instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's live. That's why.
That's why
it's really hard, yeah.
The drums suck. And, you know, he's a good drummer, but the poor guy has to lug that fucking thing around a lot. Like, the guy has a bad back. Like, what are we doing here?
They all have bad backs.
You got to give him a trombone or something. Well, that's even worse.
They all get bad backs.
It's a fucking heavy instrument.
Every drummer ends up with a bad back.
Every single drummer has a shitty stool. Even if it's so expensive. It's a shitty stool, weird length, height. It's all fucked up.
I told you when I would do that for that Irish band.
Yeah.
Their drummer was a friend of mine. He was like, back shot.
Back shot. Can't do it. Yeah.
And my back isn't great either, but I was like, wow, I can do that. It's just the drums.
Yeah.
But if you're back shot, it's not just the drums.
It's not just the drums. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. But yeah, no, I wish we were playing. Are you playing? You playing music?
No, but I might have something coming out in the summer.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Not anything we can talk about yet. We're waiting.
Yes, we're waiting.
Okay, good. Then you tell us when you know. Oh, I love stuff. Things are afoot at the Circle K. That's all I care about. There's always something afoot. See, that's what makes life great, is there's always something in the horizon, on the distant horizon, that you're like, ooh, that could be cool. Ooh, that could be cool. As long as there's a bunch of those things,
mm-hmm.
you're always doing all right.
I will say that it is a single. It's not an EP or album, but it is a single.
Oh, good.
It's coming out.
Awesome.
I just don't know if I'm going to release it under my government name or a stage name.
I'd do stage name. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I like that too. I like stage names.
Stage names?
Yeah. Because it's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's always cool. You can do whatever you want.
That's true, because my regular name is tied to all my producer credits.
Yeah, so you fucking
being super professional and my higher education, my school, and I'm a nerd. Like, why? Yeah, like, how am I going to be cool on stage?
It's hard.
Me as a person is like very
stage name
quirky
stage.
Yeah, it sucks trying to like live up to your own shit if you're just not yourself for once, or just yourself, but like a little turned up to time, just like and then you're good. You don't need to fucking answer to anybody or yourself.
You got to have an artistic persona.
Yeah
you got to.
It helps.
You got to have a wrestling gimmick. You got to have a gimmick.
Yes,
you do.
See, I mean, it's the way
wrestling.
Yeah,
gimmicks. It's all about gimmicks. Mm-hmm. It's all about ZZ Top, right?
Yeah,
guys couldn't get signed. Grow the beards, get signed. Enough said.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
That ain't the perfect gimmick illustration.
If Fred didn't have the red hat, when you know,
red cap,
the red cap, or
the hat on backwards,
cat ears,
the chocolate Grande. Starfish,
Grande with the cat ears, Taylor Swift with the fucking guitar. I don't know, what does she do?
Country, I don't know.
Sequence.
She is good with the sequence.
She's cool with the sequence.
She does get into the sequence. She has so many sequins, I can almost already see her retiring to Vegas and doing shows for like a gazillion dollars.
That'd be stupid if she didn't go to Vegas.
She'll buy her own, she'll start her own casino.
That'd be cool.
And then play there.
Swifter.
She's got the dough, man. She could.
Swifter sifter. Just taking money from all
the Americans.
Yeah.
The Bucket. Swifty.
The Swifty. That's kind of
clean you out quick.
Clean you out quick. Sounds so fucked up. But it's probably, I would go there.
Yeah.
and probably lose money.
It would be really nice. You know, she'd make it really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She'd make it very comfortable. You'd be able to get like really good buffet.
Yeah, it would be a good Arkansas.
If Taylor Swift started a fucking a casino, that buffet there would be, that'd be top
South,
shelf. That's right? What I'm saying. There'd be like, you know, country fried steak and
Penn State.
Oh, I thought she was from.
She was born in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
The same.
But then she moved when she was like, I don't want to say the wrong age, but like maybe preteen, early teens, maybe 13, 12,
really?
To Tennessee.
Ah, see, that's why.
To pursue a career.
So she's the same equator line as me, like Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Jesus, man.
I did not know that. I thought she, because I always assumed, because she pursued it at such a young age, she was a country singer from down south.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, was putting
so instead, so I'm wrong.
City is Kelsey.
So I'm wrong. She'd have Philly steak and cheese at the buffet.
She'd probably be eating like shitty pizza.
No, she'd go, I bet you she'd still go Southern cuisine, though, if she had a, if she had a buffet.
They do eat that shit. In Penn State and upstate.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's where she, no, that's where the illusion comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, like, that's what we all thought.
Yeah.
Now, other than your knowledge, if you would have pulled us and you would have said, where is she from? I would have been like, Tennessee or fucking one of those places.
Yeah, I feel like that's Alabama.
That's what I'm saying. She, that's the illusion. She already projected that.
Totally.
And we ate it up.
Ate it like a piece of chicken.
Ate it up so much as I'm pitching a freaking. A casino that has Southern food served, and she's even from there.
Not even a Philly cheese.
But what if there's both? What if she does?
Yeah.
What if she does fusion cooking, Philly steak and cheese, and Southern combined?
Yeah.
So Philly cuisine and Southern cuisine combined.
Sounds greasy, and I'm into it.
I'm in.
I'm going the Swifters.
Where that's what you do. Swifties.
Swifties.
Swifties Casino.
Yeah, she's rolling in. Yeah.
Swifties Casino and Buffet.
Come on down. Yeah.
I'll be first in line. I'll be there for the ribbon cut.
Oh, there's everything.
I can't wait.
You walk in, there's just a wax statue of her. It's terrifying, but also impressive.
Yeah, it's Madame Tussauds, but like if Madame Tussauds was like drunk, so like the cheaper Madame.
Yeah,
you
know, a little greasy. It gets a little wax sweat. It's really creepy in the summer. You don't know. People take pictures with it ironically.
Yeah. It's so scary. But it makes the hipsters want to come back.
It's scary. It's like the clown. It's like circus liquor clown.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man.
It terrifies you that you want a picture with it.
Live up the street. Don't you still live up there near there? Yeah.
Freaks me out every time I drive by it.
I have like t-shirts.
If you watch Clueless, it's in that scene. Where did you get
it? Has to be.
Which is weird. Is a weird
she calls it Sun Valley.
She calls it Sun Valley. Yeah, that was like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Oh, yeah, she's like, Dad, I'm at a party. Daddy, I'm at a party.
I'm at a party in Sun Valley. And he's like, oh, it's for 2 minutes to get anywhere. You remember?
What a great movie.
Which is not true.
No, it's 45 minutes to get anywhere.
And they live in Beverly Hills, right?
Right.
That's at least 30 minutes.
At least.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're driving at like midnight, if you're driving at 5, it's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours.
But it was
in Beverly Hills, different. If they live in a man, they lived in a mansion, it must be in the actual hill.
It must be in
the actual hill. So to get to the 405, it's probably another 15 minutes.
Definitely 15
minutes. So it's not.
It's like 40. Yeah. It's 40 minutes to get home. Lawyer dad.
The state needs a teleporter.
Yeah. And what was her name? Cher.
Well, Cher.
Alicia Silverstone, right?
Absolutely brilliant movie.
Yeah,
brilliant movie. Fire down below California, and then he's her with California. After we were just talking about it, we did not plan that. That's amazing. The way the shows go.
It's amazing. I can't believe it.
I know the universe is so the universe likes this show. We'll be right back. Geezer, California. Fire down below California. I really didn't plan that.
Really?
No, I just was.
Oh.
Because I'm listening to them. I'm listening to them. I just go through the old songs from previous shows, from the shows that are up, you know, on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon Music, all the archive shows. I just listen to random songs, and they happen to be two of, I listen to them back to back. They're both called California.
Is there one with a K or not like
both California like proper?
Oh, wow.
You know,
cool.
Unlike where Circus Liquor is in the movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know,
not California, proper.
Right.
Where is it? Circus Liquor. What is the actual area? It's not North Hollywood.
Is it? It's technically North Hollywood.
Well, oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's not like Valley Village or whatever it is?
Oh, no, because that's by...
that's further school. Down?
It's by... That's by...
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah. Oh, so it's an Ojo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. I thought it was a little off, but... Yeah, well, there you go.
The funny thing is, that's always been North Hollywood. That part is... So for them to do that makes well, it
go,
weird.
Go pick up weird. A fifth at Circus Liquor and head over to the potato store.
And I'm going to tell them, you know, Clueless... says your geographical topographical area is fucking wrong.
They'll throw you out.
Yeah, I'll throw me. Well, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking
They'll
about?
Get angry because you're the messenger and they don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it.
That they were misrepresented on a movie that is it's iconic.
And I wear their t-shirt as
I know you
playing
do.
Playing shows. I wear their t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their tank top.
It's scary.
Like, I'm the Circus Liquor guy.
Because it's scary.
Because it's scary. And they're like, why are you wearing a circus? Yeah, Henry's Tacos and Circus Liquor.
Like when they were making that.
When they were lived in.
Yeah.
When they were making that Circus Liquor guy, do you think the owner walked, like he pitched it. He said, like, what I want here is a 20-foot tall clown.
Yeah.
Because it's called Circus Liquor and I want a little gimmick. Right? Pink. About remember Pink's was a.
Yeah.
Pink's was a delivery store. So you're trying to come up with a little gimmick. Sure. You're in a Hollywood gimmick. And you're like, I want a gigantic clown. Sure. And then they did it. And I wonder if he walked out and he was like, yep, that's what I wanted. Because I can't imagine he did. He must have been like, that's way scarier than
I thought
it was going to be when I said it. Like, one, I should be about a foot.
Right.
He's huge.
Yeah.
And his feet.
When was it made?
I don't know, but his feet are scary. Wait, yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out when it was made when we come back. We did the California songs. So we're going to do Big Jim's Wild Card. Moving Lines, been on the show before. Always love to have him. Great track, The Garden. It's Big Jim's Wild Card for episode 424. Big Jim's Wild Card, Moving Lines, The Garden, Circus Liquor. So what's the deal with that freaking clown?
I mean,
you didn't find anything?
Yeah, he's big.
So it was from the 60s?
He's from the 60s.
So that makes sense.
A lot of fucked up weird movies feature. No, it's like literally they just give this weird site is telling us about it. No one really has any scoop on it. But this place has been robbed.
Oh, lots of times.
Lots of times. And there's a very scary clown.
I heard if you rob it, you get cursed by the clown.
I hope so. You know what's funny? You know what ruined it was Pogo. I think Pogo fucked it up for everyone. Pogo is the gate. Yeah, Gacy.
When
he the serial killer, he dressed up as a clown. Now you can't have creepy clowns anymore. And it is the Circus Liquor clown is creepy, but I think he's kind of intrigued. I like clowns. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm not
Pogo,
a fan.
I don't like Pogo the clown. The guy
I just don't like clowns. Really like circus clowns. I don't like them.
Sure.
But I respect clownery. What's it called? The art of being a clown?
The art clownery?
It's not called clownery. But like the art of, you can go to school, clown school. The art of doing all those falls and everything. I think that's cool. Like I respect that, but I don't like clowns.
Like slapstick comedy?
Like, yeah, they take all pratfalls and stuff like that. They go to school for, you know, the balloon animals and all that stuff I think is great. I just don't like clowns. Like, if I was hanging around with someone and they were like, yo, you know, do you want me to make you a balloon animal? I'd be like, well, yeah, I mean, if you got the materials on, you know, you might as well make me one. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to do it in clown makeup.
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh.
Just street clothes is fine. You know?
I don't mind.
Harlequinade. Harlequinate is the descendant art of clownery.
Harlequin.
From what?
Harlequin. From the 18th century.
God, that sounds scary.
What's Harlequinid.
Yeah, Harley Quinn.
That's kind of like, you know, from the kind of Victorian era. So they were like, the jesters too.
Yes.
But the actual art
makeup and all that
is like Harlequinid or something. Wow. Quinid. Or something.
Huh.
I can't say it right. And I don't think I'm saying it right. If you're an 18th century historian or anthropologist, can you please call into the show?
Or clown fan.
Clown fan.
Or a complete clown fan.
You know, you can't really find them.
I had a buddy growing up, and his dad collected clowns, but it was that very specific type, the sad clowns.
Yeah.
It's like a guy's, and I can't remember the name right now, but like he had this extra room, and we could sleep in there. But I couldn't sleep in there because the whole thing was all clowns. It was all, I mean, everywhere. Very cool collectibles, like really nice stuff. Like probably a very cool collection. But for a kid growing up, not cool.
That's fucked up.
I didn't even like to walk in
there. I mean, I can imagine a kid being scared.
I didn't even like to walk in there.
Yeah.
And because it was just too many clowns. Too many clowns. Don't like mannequins. Don't like clowns. Mannequins, don't like ventriloquist dummies.
Okay. I don't like them very much.
Unless they're like super silly, like a dog or something. Yeah, dolls I don't like them. Don't like them.
Yeah, dolls are fucked.
Chucky.
Yeah. Like just don't like any of that.
Fucked up. Chucky to me is actually, that is terrifying. The
way
he moves in that fucking
movie. And there was so like scary. Actual toys like that. Like there was one
It's so scary.
I'm really good at that.
There was one called.
Scary. I scare my wife.
There was one called My Buddy. That was a real toy.
My buddy.
Yeah.
My buddy. It's a fucking.
Couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
My little brother had one.
What?
Couldn't take it.
Yeah. My buddy.
That's why I think Chucky was made off of.
Yeah. Because it was 81, 82.
Yeah.
And Chucky was like 85, 86.
And then there was another toy that came out with it for the girls called My Sister.
Oh, man.
It was my buddy and My Sister. And they were both scary.
Did she poop?
No, none of them pooped. Okay, I pooped when I saw them. But
set it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary. Yeah. Scary. I get it. Give me a terrifying toy.
Shit, man.
My brother thought it was great.
You're worth a lot of money. $190
for My Buddy.
Oh, yeah. 85. See this guy?
Was their kid's sister?
Chucky.
Is kid's sister on there?
Hi, Chucky. Did they not
Oh,
get
let me find it.
did
Where's
Chucky not get sued for copying them, or they got the rights?
I don't know, but I remember thinking that right when I saw Chucky. But look up Kid's Sister.
Kid's Sister.
That was
That's the
the other
other one.
one.
Oh my God,
Terrifying.
that's literally
It's
Chucky.
very close. Yeah. It's very close. Because Kid's Sister's a rapper. Shit, that's weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's really scary. Here, look.
She named herself after that doll.
Guaranteed. Look at her.
She named herself after the doll.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she did. I'm gonna find the
It
doll.
was huge.
Kid Sister, 1986. See,
Yeah, because it was My Buddy came out, and then everybody, they didn't have anything for the girls.
yeah,
So they came out
1986
with
was a
Kid
big thing,
Sister.
and then like
What is.
Chucky was 88, I think. Yeah,
Yeah.
doll, blonde hair, blue eyes,
It's only
jump rope hat. That
15.99.
one, yeah, hundred. That's,
Oh, one?
I think it's one. Yeah, it's 115.99.
What
But
does it do?
doesn't do anything.
it has a jump rope, but I don't think it
No, they
jumps.
don't do anything.
They don't do
They just
shit.
suck.
What if it did?
It was just
Oh,
for
I'm gonna
like
throw that
lonely
fucking window
kids.
strapped to a goddamn bomb,
It was
and
for
it's gonna
like it
blow the
was just
fuck
for
up.
lonely kids. Like
Like,
kids were like, "Now I want a little brother. I want a little sister," and they got him one of those.
oh man,
That's fucked up.
I
I mean, I
know.
thought Cabbage Patch Kids were fucked up.
They're
They're scary.
scarier.
I like Cabbage
I
That
might
was
look.
after
Don't get me
Cabbage
wrong.
Patch. I like the tiny ones
Yeah,
that you got at McDonald's drive-through,
those are
like or
cool. Yeah.
the yeah,
I want a McNugget right now. I have a fucking
Nugs.
streamline just
Nugs.
nugs in my veins.
Vein Nugs.
Intravenous nug.
Clown Vein Nugs.
Throw a Cabbage Patch Kid into
My
the
buddy
ether.
and Kid Sister just choking me out while I'm trying to sleep
Just
with their little hands,
hide your cat, hide your gloves.
their little creepy hands.
While eating a Happy Meal.
Yeah,
Yeah, just
just
having
having
fun
fun
with
with
us
me.
some pretzels and
Having a good time,
yeah.
your stupid fucking toys.
I'm
They were creepy as shit.
terrified.
You don't come out with pound puppies and cute shit like that and Care Bears and then throw a My
Or
Buddy and a
Kid
Kid
Sister.
Sister at you.
Yeah, don't do it. Because that's like, what the fuck? Well, you have like this cute thing, and now you don't. Now you
Now
just
you
feel
have
this
this little
disturbing.
terrifying demon doll
Yeah.
that is supposed to be your little brother and sister. It looks like it would tell you to hurt someone.
Kill your
They
mom.
both of them do.
Hey, your mom.
Yeah, don't they both look like exactly what Chucky
Your
is.
mom fucking
Like
sucks. All
whoever made Chucky
right.
had a kid, little had a My Buddy and was like, this doll actually wants me to stab my sister.
Fuck your sister.
I'm not
What is
gonna
it?
do it.
Fuck your
I'm not
sister.
gonna do it.
Yeah, no, you know.
But the doll is telling me to do it.
Doll told me to do it.
And his dad's like, the circus wicker clown is telling me to kill your mother. Like,
Yeah, everyone's killing mom today.
it's just not a good time. It wasn't a good time. Everybody was listening to the clowns and the dolls.
Yep. Gacy dolls and
Oh man.
Gacy clowns. Yeah.
Blacked out clowns.
I think that's the serial killers probably grew up with those.
Yeah. No, for sure they
Blacked
did.
out clowns
Blacked
with
out.
curly
Yeah.
shoes.
Oh, yeah.
2D.
Harlequinade fucking bullshit name.
Scary ass
Ooh.
shit.
Yeah, shit.
Outlaws of Rock, episode 424. Drink some beers and see some live music. You can go to Circus Liquor if you're in the area and be terrified and then drink it away.
That's true.
Drink
Man,
away the trauma.
this is definitely
Literally.
an advertisement for
Why don't
that.
they just put a fucking knife in the thing's hand and just save us the time of imagining it?
We can't tell if it's a knife or a drum or a logo because it looks like he could have a knife right on
The
there.
drum has a head in it. There's
There's
no
a
doubt
fucking
about
drum.
that.
See that? Yeah, he
There's
is pointing like it looks like he has a gun.
a severed human head in it.
Separate human head in
Check
the
it out if you're in the area.
drum.
Get a picture taken with it.
Boom, boom.
Have fun.
Yeah. Seriously,
Seriously,
pick
pick
up
up
a
a fifth
fifth
from
from
there.
now.
Go
Go
see
see
some
some.
live music.
They
You
have
know what I mean?
10,000 spirits. They actually go pick up the vodka that Dan Aykroyd made. They have it there. That weird skull head
Oh,
vodka.
yeah.
They have the crystal skull. They have that there.
Is it haunted or do they actually have that liquor reference? Is that a liquor reference or how many people have been actually shot in the
Shocking.
area
Yeah, they're gonna die. Just be
at Circus
careful. Don't go
Liquor?
there like now. Like go there at maybe 8:15 before the show
Where the
starts.
fuck is Hollywood on the creepy ass fucking
Movie of
movie of
that
that
clown
clown
coming to
coming to
life.
life?
What was your question?
Like, why isn't Hollywood made a fucking B
Oh.
horror movie about that clown coming to life?
Yeah, I know. Well,
The
Punk Out
Circus
Suit.
Liquor
They do have a
clown.
trademark.
Well, yeah, but you don't think you could? That's a good deal right there.
That is
That's
good.
free press.
Buddy the
But
Clown.
the thing gets eyes are crossed out and everything.
Yeah.
And it just keeps feeding you liquor till you die.
My buddy,
It's a long game. It's a
my buddy
long
serves
game
liquor every
murderer,
time.
dude.
Yeah, it's total fucking murder.
Total long game, though. It's
Yeah.
like the clown's like, would you like some whiskey? Nah, I have a couple drinks. Next thing you know, you're an alcoholic and you die 10 years later, and the clown's like, I
Gotcha.
got you. Way to go. I made you an
That's
alcoholic. Isn't that scary?
it's
It's not that scary.
not that
It's
scary.
sad.
Not a jump scare for
You're
sure. Not a jump one. Yeah. Nope.
the movie's like 10 parts.
10-part movie. Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
I love you, circus. I'm gonna stop and pick up some booze there this
I'm
weekend.
driving right by it
I
right now.
know. I'm gonna stop. I am. We are. We're gonna get something this weekend from there and drink it and be terrified.
All right, sounds good.
But you guys, we're gonna be thinking of you while we're doing that, and you get your own booze and have fun watching live music and having a great weekend, because that's what it's about, having fun. Have a good time with your friends. I'm DL.
Sublime
What's up, baby?
Vegas here. We're here.